This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. Wayne is the creator of the Culture Club column found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. In less than 2 weeks, one of the big four award shows will be on CBS. The Tony Awards. What I find interesting about the Tony Awards, as compared to the others, the Oscars, the Emmys, and the Grammys, is that if you live in middle America, like we do, before the Oscars or before the Emmys or the Grammys, you have a chance to see or consume most of the nominated, depending on how much time you want to spend with them, and make your own opinion. With the Tonys, not as easy.
Yeah, I mean, they are the... probably the least watched by a landslide of the award shows, because they just honor on Broadway for the season. And but there's a ton of talent that comes out of them. And I think that, are you familiar with the EGOT?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, anyone who's watched 30 Rock knows about it. But it's actually a lot of, you know, validity to it. An EGOT is a person or an actor who wins a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony, and an Emmy, so EGOT.
And there are only maybe...
And there's like 10.
Yeah.
I think there's 10, and then there's a couple of honorary EGOTs. Anyway, the notion is that the T part of that EGOT, the Tony, is oftentimes the hardest one to win, because it's very difficult to adapt to the stage. And also, you know, they're very cliquey, that New York society that votes on them, the Tony voters. But, you know, so much great talent comes out of Broadway. And more importantly, you know, to watch the award show itself, I think it's probably the most entertaining of all of them, because not only are you seeing something new, I mean, if you watch the Grammys, you're seeing a performance of a song that you've heard 400 times.
Exactly.
For the most part.
You might see different artists combined for a unique performance.
But with the Tonys, you're normally getting a new sampling of stuff. And, you know, and then there's just such immense talent and production, and you can really see the work. And I think that that really, of all the award shows, that's really the one where you can see the work, you know, rewarded.
And I wonder if it is because if you watch the Grammys, you probably buy music or consume music in some form. If you watch the Oscars and are very interested, you rent movies or you go to the movie theater.
Same with the Emmys, with television.
You're watching. But Tonys, I think they see this as an opportunity is to advertise, because you've got to convince most Americans to spend money to just get to Broadway and then spend money on tickets. So I think they take a lot of care in what they put on for this show.
Yeah, and they normally have pretty high production value. They normally use Radio City or a larger theater there. And the other thing about the Tonys is that, you know, they have a goal, which is the main purpose is to win Best Musical or Best Play, not because you necessarily you want the hardware, which is great to have the tchotchke, but you want the touring capability. And so that's how it affects us. If we see something win Best Musical or Best Play, then chances are within a year or two, there's now a market to then say the Tony winning, you know, whatever the musical is, and that will give financiers an opportunity to pay for tours that will then come to Tulsa, or they'll come to Walton Arts Center, or they'll come to Little Rock, so that we get a little taste of it here.
Or Theater Squared might, as they did with Reasons to Be Pretty.
And then you start seeing, and it trickles down, because if a musical does really well at the Tonys and gets a lot of recognition, then it trickles down to regional theater, it trickles down to national tours, and before you know it, the rights are ending up in high schools and you know, junior colleges and stuff. So it's a trickle-down effect that the Tonys have that you don't immediately see, because sometimes a musical or a play can win Best Musical or Play, and then, you know, it could close 6 months later because of the expense associated with keeping that show on Broadway. But there's always this opportunity that 2-3 years down the road, then the rights become available so that it can tour, like at Walton Arts Center.
Book of Mormon up for a lot of Tonys.
The Book of Mormon this year is up for 14 Tony awards, which is one short, I think, of the producer's record. And I do feel like the Book of Mormon will win. Anyone get that CD if you haven't got it, and you have a good sense of humor.
It, be advised, it's from the creators of South Park.
It is from the creators of
and
South Park.
And they can be crass, and mm-hmm. they can be irreverent,
and they
can
like
be
to say
profane.
That they'll offend anybody, and they do in this musical. And it follows the story of two young men who are just finishing their training to become, what is it, door-to-door?
Missionaries.
Missionary, yeah. And they get sent to Africa to try to baptize some locals in Africa to the Mormon faith. And it's a musical that just follows that. And I think it's going to do very well. It'll win Best Musical Director. It could win Best Actor. They have two nominations up there. They could cancel each other out. And then they'll win a lot of technical categories because the Book of Mormon is really... the other nominees this year, Sister Act and Catch Me If You Can, are following that trajectory of movies made into musicals. And then you have Scottsboro Boys, which has already closed. So the Book of Mormon not only is the best reviewed one of the year, but it really has all the heat behind it.
One other thing I like about the Tonys is there isn't a set number of nominees every year.
Mm-mm.
They nominate the ones that they think are worthy of nomination. This year, Best Revival for a Musical, just two nominees.
Right.
They don't say we have to have five.
Right. There's two worthy. And this year, I think they have How to Succeed in Business for about the 50th time is on. And yes. Anything Goes for about the 50th time. And Anything Goes will win. And its star, Sutton Foster, will win for Best Actress. She's already won. But, you know, the revival is it's a very expensive proposition to put on a good revival. And then I think from the revival play standpoint, The Normal Heart, the Larry Kramer play about AIDS in the 80s is definitely considered the favorite.
All right. Wayne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club that can be found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.